I asked my sister when she graduated with her master's, I said, "What did you learn, sis?" I said, "You must know so many things, it's just unbelievable." She said, "I now know how little I know." That was her answer. She said, "There's so many things to learn." Well, of course, now I know that's true too. You know, I've studied and I know how many things there is that I don't know. But the wealth of the rich is their fortress. Is it nice to obey God and to serve Him, go to church and tithe and do the things the King says and walk holy before Him and watch Him bless your life so you come to the end of your life, you're healthy, your home is paid for, your cars are paid for, you got money in the bank and you got savings and you don't have to worry about where tomorrow's meal is coming from? Is that a good place to be? That's a good place to be. Now, you don't have to be worth $5 million to be blessed, do you? I mean, did you know there's a lot of people that have not done what God says, although some of them have gone to church, some, but they get to be retirement age, 65 or 70, and they don't have any income. They're living in a house. They're still making high dollar payments on, still owe another 10 or 15 years on the house. They still owe on two cars, and nothing they have is paid for. And they only got enough money in the bank to make maybe a couple of months worth of payments. And after that, it's done. You're done. That's a bad place to be. But that's better than not having the money to make this month's payments. You know. But if you'll do what God says, this book cannot lie. This book says the wealth of the rich is their fortress. You know, it's nice to be blessed, isn't it? It's nice to have a good job, you know, money in the bank. If you're still young and still working, don't foolishly spend all your money. Invest some of it somewhere, you know, do something with it. If you get $1,000 this week, don't go out and spend $1,300. A lot of people do that, you know. And then whenever they look, you look at them and you say, "Well, I've got this $50,000 credit card debt and it's costing me 30% a month. I don't know what I'm going to do." Well, you shouldn't have never went there. Who was it that was in control of spending on that card? You. That's absolutely right. I'm telling you, if I don't have the money in the bank, it don't get spent. I am what they call tight. Stingy. No, I'm not stingy. I give to lots of people. I really do. But I am very thrifty with my money. I don't wastefully throw it away. I never have. I believe that's why I'm where I am today, Joseph. Because I have tried my best to be very thrifty with everything. And I've never been...
That's what God expects of us.
I think you're absolutely right. I believe that's what He expects of us, to be... You know, good stewards of what He give us. You're right. I believe that too. But He says, the earnings of the godly enhance their lives. Yes, it does. That's absolutely right. The earning of the godly enhance their lives, but evil people squander their money on sin. Well, we know a lot of them that do that, don't we? It's like the other night, Dave and I, and Cheryl and Yesha and all of us, we're sitting out there in our little ministry center, and we're sitting there talking and having a little bite to eat. And I told him, I said, "You know, isn't it nice to be able to come home to a warm or cool place that's paid for, we don't have no payments on, and we got groceries in the cabinet, and we're all healthy?" I mean, you just can't beat a deal like that, can we? You know, we just can't beat a deal like this. And somebody said, "Well, you're living in a tin barn." Okay, but it's paid for. Praise the Lord. We may be living in a tin shed out there, but it's paid for, and it ain't all that bad on the inside. You know, it may be a metal building on the outside, but praise God, it's nice and comfortable on the inside. You know, and how many of y'all have never seen the ministry center? Never been out there? Okay, you ought to come out sometime. You'll see what I'm talking about. It is a metal building. It is a Galvalume metal building. But once you walk through the front door, it's home. Well, it's nice on the inside. You know, it is nice. Some of y'all have been out there and seen it. You know we got a nice place. It hadn't got gold doorknobs or nothing like that, but it's air-conditioned, it's heated, and it's nice. You know, we do have either carpet or vinyl on the floor, and we got a good place to work. Praise the King, you know. And when you've been out working like I was all day today, soaking wet with sweat, when I walked in there, it sure did feel good inside the ministry center. It was really nice and cool in there. But anyway, the earnings of the godly enhance their lives. Now, all those earnings that God has blessed us with over the years has enhanced the lives of not only me and Cheryl, but others out there are enjoying the benefit of our ministry center. We all enjoy it. But evil people squander their money on sin. Now, you know, how many people do you know that go down to the bar on Friday night and buy drinks, give away money, and don't even have enough to provide for their family on Monday morning? And how many men do you know in your life that have done that to their families? What, honey? Yeah, or those that'll go do that and not, and don't pay child support. There's a bunch of those kind of guys out there.
Don't talk about my dad like that.
Well, I'm just saying, Joseph, that's just the way it is, you know. In fact, if a man comes in and marries a woman, or some of them don't even marry him, some of them just have children, and either way, if he brings that child into the world, he's responsible for that child. God is going to hold that man responsible for that child. And God says in His Word, if you don't take care of your own, He said, if you say you're a Christian and you don't take care of your own family, He said, you're worse than an unbeliever in My sight. Isn't that sad? But how many men don't take care of their children? Hey, if them's your children, I don't care what the situation is between you and your wife. If them's your kids, it's your responsibility to take care of them, to feed them and clothe them. You know that? They're yours. You can't just back off and say, okay, you got the kids, you take care of them. Whatever. That's not God's way. You know that? You know, if you brought the children in the world, it's your responsibility to take care of them. That's just the way it is. That's the way God sees it, too. But a lot of people will squander their money on sin. They will go down and they'll drink it up, or they'll go out and sleep around. They'll do all kinds of things, or they'll go down and buy them a car and more than they can afford, and then they lose it and they lose all the money. I've seen people do it over and over and over. They squander their money on sin. Or they'll go out and buy a house that's bigger than they can afford and keep it for 6 months or a year, and then can't pay for it, and they lose it. It gets repossessed, and they lost their down payment. They lost everything. You know, that's ungodly people, usually. Godly people, you know, that are walking in obedience to God's Word, I don't believe that happens to. I believe if you're listening to God and listening to His Word and obeying His Word, I don't think the King will let those kind of things happen to you. You know that? I believe He'll watch over you. I believe He will protect you. He says He will in this book. Let's see, how many more verses are there?
32.
Oh, there's 32? Okay, we ain't going to get through with them today then. Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, I see up here, 1 through 32. Okay, these two we'll stop on. People who accept correction are on the pathway to life. People who accept correction. When somebody comes to you and tries to teach you or tell you or show you something that God is telling them, at least listen. Listen. And then be able to discern, are they giving you godly advice or is it ungodly advice? But people who accept correction are on the pathway to life. What if you see one of your friends and he's smoking? And you go to him and say, you know, I think as a Christian, I don't think this glorifies God for you to smoke. You know, it says on the package it causes cancer. It might cause emphysema or whatever. Now then, if you say, no, I'm not going to accept that. It's my body. I'm going to do what I want to with it. I'm going to smoke anyway. Well, you didn't accept that correction. So instead of being on the pathway to life, what are you on? The pathway to death. So you only die 20 years early. You know, so you died at 50 instead of 70, or maybe you died at 70 and you should have lived to 90. Any way you look at it, it's going to do what it says. But those who ignore it will lead others astray. Uh-oh. Do you know that if you don't listen to that advice and you don't quit, we'll just use that since I already used that, smoking or drinking, it could be anything, running around, anything. If you don't accept that correction and change and you have children, what could it do to your children? Can it cause your children to go astray? Sure it can. So daddy smokes. So your son smokes. That's like one night I was in a home talking to a man about Jesus. This man was watching the wrong kind of movie. When I walked in, he was watching a movie I wouldn't want my children to see. And he was sitting there with his feet up on a couch, smoking a cigarette and drinking a can of beer. And several times while I was talking to him, I heard him use words of profanity because it was on the television. It was coming right out of the screen. He knew I was a preacher. I'd come over and talk to him about Jesus. And his little 8 or 9 or 10 year old son came running through the house and he hit his toe on the coffee table right to where daddy had his feet up. And he said, "Oh, damn it." And he said, "Son, this is Pastor Thurman. You don't talk like that around him." He looked over and said, "Well, daddy, you do it." He said, "You don't do like I do, you do like I say." And the boy turned and walked off. And I looked at him right now and I said, "You hypocrite." I mean, I just laid the finger on him. "You hypocrite." I said, "The reason that boy is like he is because of you." I said, "Here I am sitting here talking to you. You're drinking a can of beer, watching a filthy program on television, smoking a cigarette. And I've already heard you use 3 or 4 words of profanity. And you're telling that boy don't do it because I'm a pastor." I said, "You don't have no right to do that in my presence either." It didn't go over too well with him. But I told him, I said, "The reason your son is like he is because of you." I said, "If you want him to change, then you need to change." Do you know that was good advice I give him? You know, it wasn't long after that, that man had a stroke and died. And he wasn't old either. And you know what happened to his son? Today his son's a homosexual. When you do things wrong, will it cause your children to go astray? You want your children to go astray?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.